It's time for Pageant Talk Radio with Valerie Hayes, the Pageant Coach. This is the show that will inform and inspire you as you prepare for your next pageant competition while helping you develop life skills that transcend pageantry. Now, here's the host of Pageant Talk Radio, Valerie Hayes.
Hello, and welcome to Pageant Talk Radio. I'm Valerie Hayes, the Pageant Coach, and I'm so excited that you're tuning in today. We have a very fun and informative show in store for you, and it's all about how you can strut your stuff during the lifestyle and fitness competition at your state or local Miss America or Miss America's Outstanding Teen Pageant. You know, the lifestyle and fitness in swimsuit competition is one of those scoring divisions that make contestants worry, worry, worry. You're worried, your mom's worried, your director's worried, your boyfriend's tired of hearing about your diet plan. But not to worry anymore. Today we've got answers and strategies to help you get a top fitness score from some title holders who really know what it takes to win. The reigning Miss New York, Caitlin Monty, and Miss Arizona, Jennifer Sedler, will both be joining me to talk about how they went from their very first local competition to winning lifestyle and fitness awards at the state and national levels. And later I'll also be answering your questions about how to get ready for those tough, annoying, everyone hates them current event questions. It's going to be an exciting and informative show that's going to help you be pageant fab at your next pageant competition. But before we jump in and talk swimsuits, I want to remind you that there's still time for you to get in on the Teens in Training Camp hosted by Miss America's Outstanding Teen. It's a great camp, whether you're a first-time contestant or an experienced contestant who's looking for insider information to help you break through at your very next pageant. Plus, and I think this is the most fun part, you'll get backstage access to the Miss America's Outstanding Teen pageant, and you'll be introduced on stage during the pageant. So don't miss the opportunity to meet me, I'm an instructor, at the Teens in Training Camp in Orlando in August. Just visit their website, www.teensintraining.com. or click on the Teens in Training graphic on the Pageant Talk Radio Show page today. I also want to remind you, I know you're in the last minute prep of getting ready for your state pageants. You can give your pageant interview a makeover in just a couple days by using my Mastering the Pageant Interview audio CD. The Mastering the Pageant Interview audio CD is three separate audio files that are jam-packed with the same tips and techniques that I give my private coaching students. You can get a lot of information and really bump up that interview score in just a few short days. So check out the graphic on the Pageant Talk Radio Show page for Mastering the Pageant Interview, or go to www.mypageantinterview.com. It's going to help you get that interview score you've always been waiting for. Well, today my first guest has been a competitive dancer her entire life, and she's toured the country both internationally and nationally, obviously. She is Miss Arizona 2011, where she was a double preliminary winner and went on to place as third runner-up at the Miss America pageant this January of 2012. She's in the Honors College at the University of Arizona, where she's a pre-med physiology major and a member of the POM line. In addition to that, her platform is about supporting children with life-threatening illness. Clearly a title holder who's impressive and extremely well-rounded. We're so excited to have her with us today. Please welcome to Pageant Talk Radio, Miss Arizona Jennifer Sedler. Hey, Jennifer.
Hi, Valerie. Thank you so much for that introduction. Very sweet of you.
It's our honor to have you on the show. Oh, my gosh, girl, is there anything you do not do? So you're in Honors College, you're pre-med, you're on the POM line, you're a competitive dancer, you're an amazing title holder traveling all over Arizona, and you're promoting your platform. When do you have time to sleep, Jennifer?
Thank you very much. I don't sleep much. I don't do much sleeping. I should probably sleep more than I do, but I really enjoy staying busy. I always have, pretty much. If I can get involved, I do get involved. I think it's just my personality, so I end up usually biting off more than I can chew.
Well, I think that's probably true of all Miss America and Miss America's Outstanding Teen contestants, because it really is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to represent your state at the Miss America pageant. Let's go back to your very, very, very first local competition. Tell us a little bit about why you began competing in the Miss America program and how that first competition went for you.
it was a culmination of a lot of things when I first got involved. I was kind of doing the duties of a title holder already. I was doing community service with a platform. I was dancing. I was doing public speaking. And my dance teacher said to me, you know, you have all these factors. You should go compete for Miss Arizona. And I had never considered doing a pageant before in my life. So my first local pageant, I was scared out of my mind. I was asking the other girls, wait, do you have to walk a certain way? Am I supposed to pose at the end? I'm so lost. I'm so scared. And somehow ended up winning the local pageant. And from there, just the more I learned about the organization, the more I fell in love with everything it stood for and really kind of found a place in my life. It felt like the perfect fit for me.
You know, it really is amazing how many women are already doing the things that would be necessary to compete in the pageant, and they don't realize that they're already doing these things and already excelling, and that so competing in a pageant is really not that much extra work for them. So when you won your very first pageant, I'm sure you were excited and then
yes,
maybe a little terrified afterwards. How did you go? How many times did you compete at the state level before you won your title?
I competed once at the state level before I won my title. So I competed a total of 2 times. And after the first time I competed at state, it was really like, wow, this is an eye-opener. This is I learned what the job of a state title holder entails, because a lot of people don't realize what it really is at the core, how much work it is, what all you have to do. So I took that year in between the 2 state pageants and learned what it is that I need to do as a state title holder. And I think this is a great lesson for anyone who's competing for state, is I started acting like a state title holder before I was a state title holder. And the more that you know, work on your platform as if you were a Miss State, and the more that you get involved with your community and get sponsors and do all these things as if you were a Miss State, then by the time you go to your state competition, you feel like, I really am prepared for this, like I really can do this job. And I think that comes across in your confidence and in your interview, and it exudes when you're on stage. And that's how I felt the second time I competed for Miss Arizona, the year that I won, because I felt like, you know, I really know what I'm doing this time. I feel like I belong here, and I think they could tell.
You know, and I think that's a great strategy. I always encourage my coaching students to be preparing for one level beyond what you're currently competing at. So if mm-hmm. you're preparing for your local pageant, you should be preparing like you were going to state. And if you're preparing yeah. for state, you should be preparing like you were going for national. But let's go back to your 2 state pageants, because you actually won lifestyle and fitness and swimsuit at your state pageant, you know, back-to-back wins, which is amazing. Most girls would say that it's a little difficult to, you know, repeat in any award category, and certainly to maintain a swimsuit fitness physique can be a challenge. Walk us through what your personal nutrition and exercise strategy was.
Well, the thing about lifestyle and fitness and swimsuit is that it needs to be just that. It needs to be a lifestyle. If you crash diet the weeks before, it's going to show, because your body responds differently, and it's going to look different on stage and in a bikini. And so what you really need to do is you need to start very early and make it your lifestyle. And I always say, I think that you want to make sure you're doing weights and cardio both, but your body is really built in the kitchen. It's all about eating clean and watching what you put in your mouth. I mean, that's what it all comes down to. You can do, you know, 2 hours of cardio a day, and it won't be enough if you're not eating the right fuel for your body.
I think that's very true, and I know that a lot of trainers will tell you that 80% of your fitness score is what you put in your mouth. So let's mm-hmm. just break it down, Jennifer. What would a typical day be like from an eating plan perspective? What were you eating for your meals and your snacks, and was there a particular plan that you were following?
Yes. Yeah. So I usually did my workouts in the morning. So I'd wake up very early and have some protein, either egg whites or even have some oatmeal. And then I would go do my workout, which was usually no more than 20 to 30 minutes of cardio and about 45 minutes of weights, because your muscles actually will burn more calories than when you don't have muscle. So that works in your favor as well as getting muscle tone. So I do that, come back, and have some sort of protein directly after my workout, whether that be a protein shake or some clean, just plain chicken or tilapia or some sort of protein directly after a workout. Then for lunch and dinner, they were, you know, very easily laid out. Lunch was always 4 ounces of a clean protein, 4 ounces of a carb, 4 ounces of vegetable. And then dinner was 4 ounces of a clean protein and 8 ounces of vegetable. And if I got hungry between there, it was an apple or a handful of almonds or some small amount of a healthy snack. But I was never hungry because I ate the small amounts. But, I mean, I was eating 4 or 5 meals a day.
Right.
Clean protein. And that's so important to get your protein and fiber because that's what will keep you full and keep you from feeling like you're, quote-unquote, dieting and always hungry.
Now, I assume that during this time you were, you know, continuing to maintain the busy schedule of a college student and, you know, with your various responsibilities. How did you get around the, I don't have time to prepare healthy food? How did you work around that?
Well, I actually had a little bit of help in that area because I had a sponsor, Midwestern Meats Fitness, that does clean cooked food for bodybuilders.
And oh, awesome.
So I took advantage of their system where they cook vegetables, carbs, and clean cooked proteins and deliver it to you once a week, and it has a shelf life of a week. It's not frozen. It's fresh in the fridge, so I didn't have to cook it. And this is something that, although that's only in Arizona, I know that there are companies like this in a lot of areas around the nation. So check out, you know, do a Google search and look for something like this. A lot of bodybuilders would know because they have to go through this sort of dieting process. Otherwise, I have always thought there's like chicken strips you can buy at Costco or things that you always have chicken around. Chop up vegetables and fruit and always have it handy so that if you're looking for that quick snack, you reach for that instead of, say, a bag of potato chips. Because when you're that busy, it becomes what's convenient.
Yes, I agree. It does
conveniently have some sort of healthy snack located.
It does all come down to convenience when you're that busy. And if, for those of you listening, if you're doing a Google search trying to find something in your area, you're going to want to Google search, you know, healthy meal service, meal delivery service, something like that is going to help you find those programs that deliver in your area. Now, I know one of the things that dancers tend to think, and I know that you're a very accomplished competitive dancer, a lot of dancers seem to think, I don't need to work out because, you know, when I'm practicing my talent routine or when I'm at dance class, I'm essentially working out, so I don't need to do anything differently. Obviously, you didn't do that. You had a different approach. Why do you feel it's important to still have a workout plan even though you were a competitive dancer?
I'm so happy you brought that up because I went my whole life without ever going to the gym or lifting a single weight until I started competing. And it's because of that reason. I thought, well, I'm dancing. I'm doing my cardio. You know, that's what I'm getting tired at the end of that. That's burning my calories. But at the end of the day, you need muscle to help you burn those calories or else you're not, you know, burning the sufficient amount that you need to. And in addition, dancers, listen to this because this is a serious tip that I didn't realize until afterwards. Lifting weights, doing weightlifting, will improve your dancing. I was so scared to do it because I thought I'd lose my flexibility or I didn't know what was going to happen. But
right, you're afraid to bulk up and look like a bodybuilder, right?
Not at all, girls. You're not going to all of a sudden bulk up and have huge thighs and giant biceps. It doesn't happen like that. You have to work really, really, really way too hard to get built up like that. What will happen, though, is you will jump higher. You will have better core stability for your turns and for your balance, and you will just see your dancing improve exponentially in a way that you never tried before. So I actually highly encourage all dancers and anyone, but dancers specifically too, get involved with weightlifting and weight training because it will not only benefit your dancing, but I mean, it'll benefit your training as well.
You know, another thing I think that sometimes girls struggle with, and obviously you must have done a great job to have back-to-back wins in lifestyle and fitness at the state level. They go to the pageant, maybe, you know, they're a semifinalist or a finalist. They don't win. They go back home and, you know, they hit the pasta slash pizza slash fast food, you know, eating plan for 2 or 3 months.
Yeah,
you know, I think a day or two is great, but, you know, when it starts to go into 2 or 3 months, then you've got a problem. How should people, as you said, maintain this? How can you maintain this as a lifestyle when you're not totally focused and in that quote-unquote competition prep mode?
You know, it's really, really difficult. I admit it. I admit it is. There's not really an easy answer to that, because if it was, we'd all be fit and thin all the time. But what you really have to think about is you have to change your mindset. You have to change the reason why you eat. And it's something I didn't think about until somebody explained to me, so maybe this will change a couple people's mindset from listening to this. Your body is a machine, and this works into a lot of what I've learned in being a physiology major as well, is that your body is just parts and a machine working, and your fuel, your energy, is what you eat. So what you are feeding yourself, what you're eating, that's what's fueling your life. That's what's fueling your body. So you need to think, when you're eating something, you are eating in order to fuel your machine, not to satisfy a taste in your mouth. So you need to think about, when you're eating something, how will this affect my body? Do I really want the effects that this is going to have? You have to, you know, think a little bit more long-term and in-depth about it, as opposed to, you know, I want a quick fix for something right now. And then you also kind of learn, you learn little tricks. Like, I have a huge sweet tooth. I'll be the first to admit it. I could snack on candy all day. I love sugar. So you can learn little tricks. Like, I take a banana and I slice up a banana and put it in a Ziploc bag and I freeze it. And especially being in Arizona in the hot summer, you know, when it's midday.
Right.
I want a sweet little snack. Frozen banana slices are sugary, they're high on the glycemic index, and they're absolutely delicious, and I feel like that's my little treat throughout the day, even though it's just banana. So if you learn, you know, little tricks like that too, and you have to figure your own body out, you have to figure yourself out too.
I think that's super important, and obviously something that people need to consider. Now, I know that, unfortunately, even though you've been a great Miss Arizona, that time has come where you have to move that crown on to the next title holder. Tell me a little bit about when the Miss Arizona pageant is and how people can come out and cheer on their favorite contestant.
Yes, the Miss Arizona pageant is going to be at Mesquite High School in Mesa. June 21st and 22nd are the prelims, and the final night is the 23rd. And this is going to be a great year. I've been to all the locals. I know all the contestants well, and I can tell you it's not going to be an easy competition. I'm so excited. I know it's kind of a bittersweet feeling, because this has been the most extraordinary experience of my life so far, obviously. But, you know, I was telling the girls, when you really love something, you want to share it. And I cannot wait for one of them to be able to share in this experience, and I know that you will want to be in the audience to share in the experience as well, because it's going to be a special night for one lady.
I think that's a very gracious and insightful way to talk about passing on the crown, is that when you love something and you know how wonderful it is, that you want to pass it on. Well, for those girls in Arizona and around the country who are in their final prep for winning their state titles, what is the one piece of advice that you think would really help put them over the top at the state pageant?
It might sound cliche, but from my first local to the Miss America stage even, please, please remember that it's you on that stage. And the decisions that you make, you are going to be the only one who has to live with them. And at the end of the day, whether you walk away with a crown on your head or if you walk away watching someone else get crowned, you want to know that that happened because you stay true to yourself and because of who you are. If you are crowned, if you win as somebody, as you're pretending to be somebody else, then it's not going to turn out well, because then you're going to have to spend your entire year pretending to be someone else. And then you're going to disappoint yourself, and you're going to disappoint a lot of people. And if you don't win and you pretend to be someone else, you're going to think, oh my gosh, well, maybe they would have liked the real me if I would have just done it my way, you know, if I would have done it the way that I felt was right. So really and truly, in every decision you make, wear the gown that makes you feel like a princess. Stay in your interview or in your onstage question, when it comes down to it, say what's true to your heart, because you're going to be the one who the next day looks back on it and says, you know, I made those decisions, and that's who I represented myself as.
I think that's great advice, and you have done a great job as Miss America, as Miss Arizona. Oops, little promotion there. As Miss Arizona. Wouldn't that be fun?
I'll take it.
Okay, done deal. You've done a great job as Miss Arizona. I know that the competition is going to be really exciting, and the website to follow Miss Arizona is miss-arizona.org. Or you can also click on the link on the Pageant Talk Radio show page. Jennifer, thanks so much for being here today. We've really enjoyed visiting with you.
Thank you so much for having me.
Well, it's time for a quick break, but stay tuned because I'll be right back to talk with the fabulous Miss New York, Caitlin Monty, about what she did in order to win her Lifestyle and Fitness in Swimsuit Award at the National Pageant. So stay tuned, and we'll be right back here on Pageant Talk Radio.
Are you worried about challenging current events questions that always seem to pop up during your interview? Hi, this is Valerie Hayes, the pageant coach, and I'm here with a solution to your current events nightmare. Almost everyone feels overwhelmed by the time it takes to keep up on current events and absolutely worries about how to handle controversial questions. But I've solved that problem for you with my weekly current events update. You'll get an email each week summarizing the top stories, plus you'll get sample questions to practice at home. So check it out at pageantcurrentevents.com. Get started today and get ready to rock those current event questions for a top interview score in your next pageant.
Do you want to wow the judges and let them know that you've got the look it takes to win? Robin Moore of Harrison & Company can transform everyday contestants into breathtaking title holders. She's an expert at long layered cuts, color correction, and she's one of the best at color and highlights for blondes. Plus, she offers great length hair extensions as well as eyelash extensions. And because she's located just outside of Little Rock in the cozy town of Conway, Arkansas, she's able to offer you top-notch service at small-town prices. Contact Robin today at 501-327-6366. You're going to look beautiful.
Get a headshot that establishes you as a serious contender for the crown. Studio D Imaging does more than just snap a photo. They actually help you create your iconic look by understanding the preferred look of your pageant and helping you to express your photogenic potential. They've created winning looks for contestants competing in all the major pageant systems, and they'll create a winning look for you too. Just visit them on Facebook by searching for Studio D Imaging or visit their website at studiodimaging.com. Contact them today and let Studio D Imaging create your perfect headshot.
Are you looking for couture jewelry to create your winning look? Internationally known pageant jewelry designer Stephanie Summers has been creating crowning looks for elite contestants across all the major pageant systems for over a decade. Whether you select a custom piece of jewelry handcrafted to match your wardrobe exactly, or you wear something special from Stephanie's new, affordably priced trifles collection, you'll stand out as a contestant who's ready to wear the crown. Why spend all that money on a great gown and then wear run-of-the-mill jewelry? Visit www.stephaniesummers.com today and let her create the jewelry of your dreams.